This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dr. Michael DeFabel is on the line. He covers the Steelers for The Athletic. He's also on our YouTube channel. Look at this, Limits. Is this a new thing with DeFabel?
This is new with DeFabel, yes, on video.
This is gigantic. You can watch Mike DeFabel.
Joe.
Yes.
It's great to not only talk to you, but also see you here.
It's very exciting.
Amazing technology.
Yes. And you should subscribe to our YouTube channel out there. It don't cost nothing. Just get there through our website. And the numbers have been astounding on this. Good to have you, man. First thing I want to talk about is your hypothetical Terry McLaurin trade. I think we both would agree that it's very, very unrealistic for a number of reasons. But if it ever were to happen, what would a trade for McLaurin look like? And is there even a small chance? Are the Steelers making a call? Would they be interested? Should they be interested?
Well, as you mentioned, I think that it's very unlikely because of one reason, and that's that Washington would have to be really stupid to trade a receiver of Terry McLaurin's caliber and really to undercut their young quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I think if you're Washington, you should be doing everything in your power to put your young quarterback in a position to be successful. And you also, if you have a quarterback on a rookie contract, this is exactly the kind of deal you can make. You can extend other players because your quarterback's cheap. All that said, getting that disclaimer out of the way, the way this works at The Athletic is they say, hey, somebody's on the trading block. Every writer who might be interested, send a proposal. And so there are proposals from the Patriots. The 49ers put in their proposal. My proposal was a third-round draft pick and Roman Wilson. And if you can get Terry McLaurin for that, I think the Steelers shouldn't bat an eye. I think they should do it in a second. I don't think that that's what it would take. I think it might take more than that. I also think that Washington, as I mentioned, would hang on to Terry McLaurin. But fun to imagine the hypothetical.
Man, I would do that in a second. I was thinking along the lines of to get him, you'd have to part with that. They still probably need defensive help. I would think McLaurin for Alex Highsmith straight up would make sense.
You know, Alex Highsmith's in an interesting position because the Steelers have drafted well at that position. You know, I think that Nick Herbig has been very good in one-dimensional pass rush situations. Jack Sawyer, from what I've seen from him out of training camp, I think he can really help you on rundowns. So, yeah, I think that even though I like Alex Highsmith a lot as a person, including him in a trade of some sort, I think would make some sense. But again, I don't know that realistically Terry McLaurin's going to be available for that kind of a price. But look, from what I've seen at training camp, you know, coming into training camp, one of the big questions was who catches the football if it's not DK Metcalf?
Yeah.
And so far, the guy who has stood up the most has been Scotty Miller. And while that's great for Scotty Miller and it might help him sneak his way onto the roster, I think that's a really bad thing. I mean, you look at Roman Wilson, and the two most noticeable reps that he's had have been misconnections with Aaron Rodgers. Yesterday during a 7-on-7 period, There was a corner route that Rodgers threw the ball, and it was really uncatchable. It skipped well ahead of Roman Wilson. When a quarterback misses that badly, sometimes I think the receiver ran the wrong route, so maybe it was a miscommunication. But that happened a week ago as well, where Roman Wilson ran an out route. And again, total misfire, total misconnection. So you were looking for Roman to step up this year and to take that big step forward in year two, develop early chemistry with Aaron Rodgers. So far, I've seen none of that through training camp.
Mike DeFabo on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Are you okay, Mike?
I was cleaning my screen a little bit. It looked a little blurry, didn't it?
It did. I was mildly concerned, though, because I looked up and it looked like an X-ray of you all of a sudden, and then things were falling. Everything good?
Everything's great.
Okay. Anything to Mark Robinson at fullback?
They tried it yesterday, and you know, Mark Robinson was a running back at one point in his life, and he was trying to make the transition to linebacker, and he is a downhill. Like what has made him flash in preseasons past at linebacker is he's a downhill C-ball, hit ball kind of guy. That same skill set does make sense from a fullback perspective. So, you know, the Arthur Smith, when he was with Atlanta, used a traditional fullback, not a Connor Hayward fullback, a lot, about 25% of his snaps. And he was able to do so because that guy was also a key contributor on special teams. You know, maybe Mark Robinson, who is trying to fight for his roster spot, can add extra value as a special teams guy, as a fullback in situations. So, you know, I think it would make sense if the roster math also makes sense.
Wow. I mean, that would be something, but anything that can help them get a yard, I'm for. Big picture, the defense, people going wild about this defense. We have Deshaun Elliott. We could be number one in the league. We have Tomlin. We can cover anybody man-to-man. We have Joey Porter saying we have three elite defensive backs on this team, apparently including himself. We have DK Metcalf saying that this is the best defense he's ever seen. Are we overdoing it here, Mike? Because I certainly see some question marks here.
Well, you know, you hope that all of those things that they're saying about the defense are true. Because, you know, through any level of football, if you're 2 weeks in, whether it's high school, college, or professionals, they would tell you the defense is ahead of the offense. That is something you hear a lot. It's something I heard when I covered Purdue in the Big Ten. It's something that I heard when I covered high school sports.
Yeah.
And right now, like, you just look at what happened yesterday. They were in pads for just the third time. They ran seven shots, and Aaron Rodgers was 0 for 3. They went to a goal line drill to end the day, and the offense couldn't get a yard running the football. And in between, during 11-on-11 periods, it looked like the run game was doing nothing, and you're counting heavily upon this run game to support a 41-year-old quarterback. It looks to me like the vertical threat that DK possesses, like he's a big play receiver. They have yet to really connect on a go ball, Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. So, you know, that's concerning to me. And then the lack of a connection with a number two wide receiver has stuck out to me. So I've been, especially when the Steelers have been in pads, underwhelmed with what I've seen from the offense. I guess if you're an eternal optimist, you want to believe that this defense that is paid so handsomely is now finally living up to its paycheck. And the reason why the offense is struggling is because the defense is so great. My concern would be that you kind of have a season like last year where the defense is good but not elite, and the offense is average to below average most of the time.
Yeah. Mike DeFabo on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline limits the idea of leaving you out of this conversation has left Mike borderline despondent.
I wonder about the depth on this offensive line. We were talking about it in the last segment here, Mike. Like, they really don't have anything behind Troy Faltanu, who played 55 snaps, and Broderick Jones, who I saw at Friday Night Lights get absolutely manhandled by Alex Highsmith. How concerning is the offensive line to you?
Well, I mean, that's the position group that's really going to tell the story of this season. When the Steelers chose to draft Broderick Jones and move up to get him, they not only were thinking about that year, but that signaled their philosophy, that they were going to try to rebuild in the trenches with the hope that sooner than later, you would win games because your offensive line can create holes, you can run the ball effectively, and you can protect the quarterback. If Broderick Jones doesn't take the step forward that the Steelers are expecting him to, you know, all of that falls apart. If you can't run the football, if you can't protect Aaron Rodgers, you know, what can you do offensively? And so, you know, Broderick, to this point, he was my biggest concern coming into training camp. He's done nothing for me to say to change my mind. He still remains my biggest concern going into the season. And, you know, you're going to have to see significant improvements from him over the next couple of weeks and going into the season to feel any better about that position group.
How concerned should we be with Highsmith's groin injury?
Well, he talked to Kabbali afterwards, so it wasn't like he was carted off or even would have taken the excuse, I have an injury, I can't talk to you, Mark Kabbali. So, you know, we'll have to see, but I'm concerned in the sense that last year, I believe it was a groin injury two separate times that kept him out. And so, you know, is this a recurrent injury? Is this something that, you know, within his training or within his mobility that's an issue? I don't know about that. But, like, if the Steelers are going to have this defense, this number one defense that they've talked about, a significant chunk of that is getting after the quarterback. And to get after the quarterback, you really need Alex Highsmith to have what I would say a bounce back year after two kind of like, you know, he had 3 years ago, he had a great year, and the last two have been a bit underwhelming. So I'd like to see Alex Highsmith take a step forward. And if he's injured, that's obviously not a good thing.
Did he help Kabbali push his car out of the grass?
Yeah, how did that whole story go? Were you amongst those where it didn't look like his car should be stuck? As Pompiani said, there was no mud. How did that happen?
You know, Mark is just a content machine. And somehow he's leading the league in falling into a pile of crap and coming out smelling like a rose. Because this really only strengthens his brand.
Right.
Right? Like, this is more content. This is probably going to end up on the McAfee show, and Kabbali will probably get more followers out of it. So, you know, I give Kabbali credit. I like the guy. He's entertaining as heck, and he's just an absolute content machine.
Good question, Limits. Very good question there. I was wondering about that myself. How much is there to the talk, and is it overblown, or is this – something that's actually going to happen more often? Is Highsmith and Watt rushing from different sides?
Well, I saw a lot of that yesterday. Now, Watt didn't play a ton. It was mostly Nick Herbig, but that was one of my observations. And I think that it makes a lot of sense because, like, if the offense knows where TJ Watt is going to line up every time, then they can put a tight end there. Then they can put a running back on that side. And next thing you know, you've got three people, a tackle, a tight end, and a running back, hitting TJ Watt and wearing him down and making it impossible for him to get to the quarterback. So, you know, one way around that is to flip-flop sides. The other way around this is nickel pressures. And that's one of the hidden advantages of having a guy of Jalen Ramsey's caliber playing nickel for you, because if you do bring the nickel, you know, then all of a sudden the offensive line has to sort things out differently. And you've got on one side of TJ Watt, a Jalen Ramsey rushing off the edge. On the other side of TJ Watt, you've got Derek Harmon providing that upfield push. I feel like one of those three would be able to get home. And, you know, I the other thing that I think is going to benefit TJ Watt is I have seen the Steelers bringing more pressure. And Alex Highsmith yesterday talked about how we're Blitzburg. Well, they hadn't been the last couple years. The Steelers had believed kind of like if you blitz a great quarterback, they're going to identify that blitz and throw into it, and it's going to burn you. Well, it seems like now they're bringing different types of blitzes. We've seen Deshaun Elliott bat down a pass when he came on a blitz. I've seen Jalen Ramsey be effective when he's come on blitzes. Patrick Queen is a very good blitzer that I'd like to see them take advantage of more, and they have to this point. So all those things also, in addition to flip-flopping sides, I think are going to help TJ Watt be more productive.
Is the optimism on Aaron Rodgers warranted? What have you seen in training camp, Mike, that's been both good and bad?
The most encouraging thing that I've seen is Aaron Rodgers still has that quick trigger, that quick release. And that marries very well with DK Metcalf running slants. The Steelers have talked so much about how they've got these great man corners, but the one route that they've had a hard time defending, no matter if it's Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay, has been the slant, because Metcalf is just such a load and is able to get inside position, and Aaron Rodgers is able to hit him on time and on target. Now, my concern is that that is going to have to become too much of the game plan. And if opponents start trying to scheme or match up with DK Metcalf to take that one specific element out, I'm concerned about what the offense is going to look like, because of the fact that in padded situations, the offense has not run the football very well. In every situation, I can't remember a time that Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf in a team setting 11 on 11 or 7 on 7 have connected on a vertical route. It's been a lot of checkdowns. And then the other part is, I don't see the chemistry between Aaron Rodgers and these number two wide receivers. Roman Wilson, to me, again, as I mentioned earlier in this segment, the two most noticeable reps have been misconnections that Aaron Rodgers has had to talk him through what he's wanted. In the last two practices, Calvin Austin III has been injured. So again, like I love what I'm seeing in terms of get the ball to DK, let him create after the catch, let him win on the inside with slants. My concern is if they take that away, as of what we're seeing from the offense right now, you know, then the offense might have a hard time moving the football.
When you evaluate whether it be Roman Wilson or Robert Woods, what are some of those things that you're noticing, Mike, as to why they're not being able to click with Rodgers? And what do you think they need to do to change that?
Well, specifically with Roman, you know, when he was coming out, he has legitimate track caliber speed. But one of the things is every route is not a race. And so learning how to be an NFL route runner, I think, is part of this. And I think that's why you're seeing misconnections with Aaron Rodgers, is because just like there's a specific way that Rodgers wants you to run the route. And within some of these quick game concepts, it's about knowing where the receiver is going to be so you could throw with timing and anticipation. And if the receiver's not there, then the whole play doesn't work. And so I think that they just need more reps together, and Roman needs more time within the NFL. When it comes to Robert Woods, you know, there have been times when they've checked the ball down to him over the middle, and that's really going to be his game. I mean, he's going to get on the field because he's a willing blocker and because the Steelers want to run the ball a lot. That's like his number one attribute, and that's the strength of his game that fits with Arthur Smith's offense. And then within that, it's about just using his veteran savvy to kind of find the soft spots within zones to be that reliable underneath weapon for Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think he's had an okay camp. You know, yesterday they completed a couple passes together. But I do wonder if maybe Robert Woods could be a guy that gets lapped. I mean, he's clearly, at least early on, he's clearly at least the fourth wide receiver on the depth chart. And you wonder if maybe a guy like Scotty Miller could step in and change that, because, like, it stuck out to me that when Aaron Rodgers has not been playing well or has not been completing a lot of passes dating back to even the first practice, Scotty Miller has been the guy that he's found underneath. And, you know, Scotty Miller's skill set as a smaller, shifty, in and out of his break type of receiver, that may marry better with Aaron Rodgers' playing style than a guy like Ben Skoranek or a guy like, you know, Robert Woods.
If you had to pick right now, Mike, what would your record be, and do the Steelers win a playoff game?
I think that they would go 10-7. I think they could win a playoff game if they play the Chargers, the Broncos, or the Houston Texans. I think if they play any of the three big dogs in the AFC, the Chiefs, the Bills, or the Ravens, I think they would lose the playoffs.
Thank you, sir. Let's talk again next week.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you having me.
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Swing and a fly ball hit very well out to right center field. Cruz admires this one. He hit it out of here. A grand slam for O'Neill Cruz. Five batters in. It's 5-0 Pirates.
This is the 11th hitter to bat here in this first inning for the Pirates. 3-1 to Kutch. Swing, fly ball on a line to left. Beck back to the wall. There it goes. A three-run home run by the number two hitter in the first inning. Andrew McCutchen with long ball number 11. The Pirates have scored 9 in the first. 9-0 Pirates here at Coors. And that gummed up the works for everybody else. Pitch is swung on it. Line past third, fair ball. That'll bring those guys in now. Tyler Freeman heading into second base with a two-run double. Rockies won't go away. It's 15-9. Estrada ground ball. That's going to sneak through. Base hit. It's 16-15 in the ninth. RBI hit for Estrada. He's the tying run, and the winning run will come to the plate for Colorado. One out in the ninth. And the pitch swung on, hit high and deep out the left. Brenton Doyle has won it for the Rockies. If you thought it was impossible to lose this game when the Pirates led 9-0 before the Rockies batted, well, welcome to Coors Field. Final score, Rockies 17, Pirates 16.
Oh my God. Limits, that's an interesting call for an announcer. And you're a play-by-play guy yourself. Do you get that excited?
No.
When it's the home team your team, the team that you're calling games for, is melting down like that? Or did Joe Block make the right call there because it was so incredible and historic? I would imagine that's a dilemma for a play-by-play guy. How excited to get when you see something like that is so crushing
right
for the team that you're working for?
It is. I think you would probably have a right to be, not dismissive in any way, but to not have as much emotional excitement attached to it as if you were like on a Fox broadcast or obviously the home broadcast. I think that Joe Block's emotion there and just the, not excitement, but just basically stunned and being shocked is what I think he displayed there.
I thought we were going to, I thought from the nine inning nine-run first inning where he was going crazy, I thought we were going to slowly devolve into barely audible on the game-winning walk-off, and he elevated there. It's an interesting call.
Yeah, and Greg Brown did too, because it's hard to approach because it's just so stunning. And I think that you can hear in a part of that last clip, you could just tell Joe Block was like fading away from the mic, like he was falling back in his chair, like, what just
weren't
happened?
Weren't we all watching that game Friday night? Meantime, I'm getting more tweets, believe it or not, on this topic than anything else. Benny Cunningham did not wear number 84 limits.
No.
Why did
it
you
It was Randy Grossman. I don't know why I put Benny Cunningham.
Okay.
It was Randy Grossman. So
normally I would take the hit, but on this one, you're writing the scripts here, and I want you to have to take the hit.
As deserved, I should. Thank you very much for pointing it out, Joe. I deserve all the blame.
I've gotten six.
Six tweets?
Yes, of people saying, hey, I was in the bathroom, and I just heard it's going to be a high of Benny Cunningham today, not if it's 84, because he wasn't 84.
I'm glad they're taking their radios into the bathroom with them. They're not missing a moment. You can listen on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yes, how did this happen? What did you look up there?
That was an oversight on my part.
What
I didn't look anything
oversight?
Up.
You just thought you knew
it? I just put the wrong name. I just put Benny Cunningham when I should have said Randy Grossman, because we put both of those names a lot.
All right.
Because I had Antonio Brown is also on the sheet.
I just wanted, that would have been a good one.
Yes.
Walter Rasby would have been better than Benny Cunningham, because Walter Rasby actually did wear number 84.
Thank you.
Tweets, welcome.
Just texts have been brought in about that too as well. That's why I corrected
why
myself.
Why didn't you say it in my ear then? So I didn't say it again.
Well, it was after. You just said it again?
I did at the top of the last hour.
Right, but you haven't said it again for this hour yet.
Okay. All right.
So we'll know when it says it on there. It'll just be Antonio Brown.
Okay. A little paranoid about you sabotaging the show so you can have it. That's all.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll
not even comment on that.
This is incredible. Not just forget about the game Friday night, that Ben Cherington would stand there and say this to Pirate fans. I mean, does anybody advise this guy on what to say and what not to say? This is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, is that he would stand up there and tell people that the Pirates don't make trades to save money. Is that how the quote went? I believe we have it.
We do.
And this was talking with Joe Block was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yesterday on Ben's radio show right here on 93.7 The Fan. Let's hear what he said.
We would never make a trade in order to save money. That's never part of the calculus. But using that payroll space that is opened up, through that trade, in addition to the talent that we get back, using that payroll space on other things can really help the team, especially if we feel like we have alternatives in-house that can replace some of Key's contributions. So that's really the calculus when we think about a trade like that is, you know, what are we getting back? What are the alternatives in the organization to step in and contribute
None.
In this spot that we're opening up?
Yeah.
And what might we do with that payroll space going forward?
Okay. We would never make a trade in order to save money. Is he kidding?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What went through your mind as a Pirate fan when you hear that? It's like insult to injury to injury to insult. It just never ends. What is this guy talking about? He made a trade last year at the deadline. Forget about this year. He made a trade last year at the deadline. Martin Perez, remember him, Limits?
Yes.
He still had $5 million or so left on his deal, and that was an exact offset to the salaries that the Pirates had taken in on Kiner Falefa and Brian De La Cruz, and they got like an 11-year-old back for Perez. That wasn't about money? Does he expect anybody to believe that? You have Pirates people, you know, scrounging behind car seat cushions looking for a nickel over there. Everything they do is about money. Are you kidding me? Again, in broad daylight, this is happening. What is going on here?
You're being robbed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What is happening? And I don't even think the Hayes deal, I disagree with a lot of people, I think, in town. I don't care what the motivation was. To me, yes, you're saving money, presumably. Getting rid of Ke'Bryan Hayes was a miracle that nobody asked the Pirates to take up some of that money, that they got rid of this guy with his chronically injured back. He was the worst hitter in baseball this season. I was just looking at a stat, and now I can't find it in my time of great need regarding Ke'Bryan Hayes and how I think his OPS may have, or his slugging percentage may have been the worst in the entire league. I won't say that had nothing to do with money, but to me, the motivation was and should have been, oh my God, somebody's going to pick up Ke'Bryan Hayes and take him off our hands?
He slugged .290 this year with the Pirates.
I mean, that is miraculous.
A 569
that somebody
OPS.
Did that.
A 60 OPS plus. 60. League average is 100.
Here we go. His fight, listen to this. OPS is slugging percentage and on-base combined. I think a very good measurement for a hitter. Ke'Bryan Hayes, 571 OPS over the past two seasons, is 40% worse than the league average. 40% worse than the league average. So forget about that trade. That was a great trade to simply have someone take him off his hands or their hands. But the other deals, Bailey Falter and David Bednar, are both going to arbitration. You mean to tell me that those deals weren't about money? They got a better prospect in the Ke'Bryan, at least according to MLB Pipeline's Pirates prospect. They got a better prospect in the Ke'Bryan Hayes trade than they did in the Bednar trade. And how about Rowdy Tellez last year being released right before he was going to get a $200,000 bonus? Does Ben Cherington, Bob Nutting, the Pirates in general think that their fans are that stupid? That didn't have anything to do with money? I need, just let me hear the beginning of that again. Let me just hear the first sentence he says. Limits.
We would never make a trade in order to save money. That's never part of the calculus.
Never part of the calculus. Okay. All right. Thanks, Ben. Now let's get to the part, because none of what they did at the trade deadline makes sense to anybody. The only person I saw who came close to saying the Pirates did something good was Jim Bowden, and he still gave him a B minus. The fact that they kept Heaney and dealt Falter, make that make sense with precious little return for Falter. Bailey Falter's numbers are right on par with Mitch Keller, who, by the way, has blown up in consecutive starts, you might have noticed, as he usually does when we get to this time of year. You should have traded him at his highest point. That's two straight starts. One, he goes two innings and allows, what, five or six runs. Now he goes five innings and allows five runs. Bailey Falter's numbers since the beginning of last year are right on par with Mitch Keller. You could have had him cheap and controllable, just the way you like him. And instead, they dealt him and kept Heaney for what? Why would you keep Tommy Pham? I have no idea, other than Charrington trying to make things respectable enough down the stretch to where he doesn't lose his job. Because even if he got an assurance from Bob Nutting that he'll keep his job, and I don't know that he did, but even if he did, if the wheels completely fall off in the last couple months, it makes it very, very hard for Nutting to keep him. And I can't think of a more logical reason for keeping Pham and IKF, especially because Heaney's just been horrible, keeping those two guys than trying to preserve his job. There's no other logical reason, unless you're buying the BS that you may have read or heard over the past couple days about how it's really good to have these veterans here because they really teach us, you know, what to do in times like this. Those guys are a huge reason the season torpedoed. So please don't tell me that. What to you, Limits, is the most logical reason? If you could get inside Bob Nutting's head, Ben Charrington said the most logical reason that you would keep Pham, IKF, and Heaney. Heaney is the outlier here because he's been so bad that I don't know if anybody would have wanted him. But Pham especially has been red hot for 2 months now. Why on earth would you keep him till the end of his contract? Why?
Well, Noah Hiles, who will join us in about 20 minutes, he just landed, said with Donnie, the night of the trade deadline, that he heard that all three guys there was interest in. And the Pirates ultimately just did not pull the trigger. So, like, what I don't understand is why not, knowing that, A, whether it's salary related or B, you know you're not going to resign, and why wouldn't you get anything? I think that it is Charrington just trying to save his job and keep a couple of pieces around to try to help this roster that was on a winning streak before Colorado to try to make the record good enough that the owner is convinced to keep him.
Now, someone may play devil's advocate with us and say, well, if you're talking about getting rid of salary, they kept salary there. Okay, but they still got rid of a bunch of potential salary. Just because you keep some people and just because you keep Mitch Keller doesn't mean that you weren't salary dumping at the trade deadline. They kept Brian Reynolds, too. I don't think you have to get rid of every salaried player on a respectably salaried player on your roster to make it qualify as a salary dump deadline. That's exactly what it was. And tell me more about Martin Perez from last year. Tell me more about that, how that wasn't a salary dump.
If they were to trade Keller, though, Joe, you really trust that this guy would have got a decent return after what they did for Bednar?
That's beside the point at this point.
After what they did for Bailey Falter?
He's the GM. I mean, what do you want them to do, not make moves?
Yeah.
He's going to be the GM this offseason. Should they not do anything?
I don't think he's going to be the GM this offseason.
Really?
I'd rather have a different guy trade Mitch
Keller. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about what indicates to you that Ben Charrington's going to get fired.
Well, I think that's just the body of work.
Everybody knows that, except Bob Nutting.
Well, I think that the way that they're going to end this season, after watching what I watched in Colorado, there's more.
They had a winning road trip. You don't think they can go right around 500 the rest of the year? I do.
No, I don't.
No?
No. If you believe that Mitch Keller is going to fall apart in the second half.
You don't.
And Skeens didn't have a good, well, you don't believe that he's going to be good.
No, I don't.
And Skeens had a rough start in Colorado. Again, one start for Skeens. I'm not saying Skeens is going to be bad. But you subtract Bailey Falter, you keep Heaney? Yeah, why would I not believe that they're not going to have...
Because they've been basically 500 under Don Kelly. They're just coming off a winning road trip. They'll do enough. Plus, it would take for them to fall apart. What about this whole thing indicates to you that Charrington's going to get fired? He sure talked like a guy and acted like a guy whose job is very secure.
Well, he sure did, but that doesn't mean that I don't think that the owner might not make a move at the very end of the season, given just what's gone on.
Oh, I think he might, but I'm betting heavily against it. You seem to be betting for it.
I would be betting for it, yes.
Why?
Well, I think that, and when Mackey was in here, he said that he truly believes that that's going to happen, and he would not have traded anybody, and I think...
So you think
Noah and a couple others have said Noah? We can ask Noah when he went on with Donnie.
What does he mean? But what does Mackey mean by that? That Nutting said no trades because I don't trust you.
No, that's not what he said. What Mackey said is he would not, in that situation, sign off on any trades. He personally, his own opinion, doesn't believe.
I don't care about his opinion. What leads you to believe that Ben Charrington's going to be back?
Just the way that the season has played out, they got rid of the manager, and I do think that they will pull the ripcord on him just because of how bad it's been, Joe. I mean, it's going to continue to get worse with Jared Triolo.
It's actually gotten better with the new manager. Well, they're right around 500.
There's peaks and valleys in a baseball season. There's going to be more valleys than there are peaks the rest of the year.
And you think that'll cause Bob Nutting to fire him?
I do.
All right. I hope you're right.
I hope I am, too.
I don't think you're right. I think he's going to be around, but that's why the Noah Constrictor is coming on here. I cannot believe the gall is the word that comes to mind. The gall of Ben Charrington and Bob Nutting, because as we know, Ben Charrington, a huge part of his job description is to spout the company line and take the hits that come with it, the inevitable hits that come with it. To stand up there and say, we would never make a trade in order to save money. What? I mean, that is an incredible, incredible statement. And it adds to a litany of mind-blowing quotes and events that have been going on here since the beginning, really, of spring training. You might remember spring training started with the revelation that Spencer Horwitz was injured and that the Pirates knew about the injury when they traded for him, or knew he had a chronic wrist issue anyway when they traded for him. Then we heard Bob Nutting tell the world, I've done enough here. It's time for us to win, in so many words. And then everything else happened, limits. And I'm sure we've all been keeping tabs on everything else that has happened right up to yesterday, after they lose 2 of 3 to the Colorado Rockies, including a game in which they led 9-0. We have the GM in broad daylight saying we would never make a trade in order to save money. And he also talked about how internally is where the answers are. Can we hear that clip for a moment?
These are the 3 deadline goals Charrington had.
We went into the deadline really with 3 goals. One, we want to add as much young talent that we believe in, that we can grow with as possible. Number 2, we want to create, to the extent that it makes sense, we want to create some flexibility and some space to move this offseason. As we continue to look to add to the team for 2026. And number 3, we want to create just the right amount of opportunity and playing time for players in August and September. So those are the 3 goals. We believe we took a step toward each of those.
All right. So add as much young talent that we believe in that we can grow with. There's not one person in baseball who thinks they added a bunch of young talent. Not one person. 2, create flexibility and space to move this offseason. Here's the magic trick here. They could go out and spend the money that they saved on a key Brian Hayes and others, but all that would do is get them back to the point they were this year with their paltry little puny payroll, right? So he's really not talking about pumping the payroll from where it was this year. He's really kind of, in so many words, saying, yeah, we'll use the money we got rid of to get back to where we are. That's what I'm hearing anyway, which isn't very high. and then the right amount of opportunity for who? For who exactly? Maybe a Bubba Chandler? Maybe a Johan Oviedo? You couldn't have done that anyway. You couldn't have gone to a six-man rotation. I'm still totally baffled by the Bailey Falter trade. Maybe more than anything that happened at this deadline. What are you doing? What on earth are you doing? Just giving away a pretty good pitcher. A guy whose numbers are right on par, ERA, WHIP, better wins and losses for what it's worth, since last season than Mitch Keller. And you just gave him away for nothing? And position player-wise, who are you creating opportunity for? Nick York? Why didn't you get rid of Tommy Pham and IKF? If you're trying to create opportunity. You're going to go with a 37-year-old left fielder? Andrew McCutchen's still going to be your DH? What is this guy talking about? Who is he talking to?
And I don't understand the lunacy of, well, we created more opportunities for people internally. Okay, so why is Tommy Pham still playing left field?
Yeah, I just said that.
Why is Bubba Chandler not up here in the rotation? Why is Leover Peguero not playing every day at short and Nick Gonzalez at second? They're bouncing him around playing some first and stuff like that. Why are you not calling up Billy Cook and Nick York? Why are those
guys
not here?
Because they're not any good. They're not real prospects.
Well, let's see them not be any good
then. That was last year. We've already seen it at AAA. That was last year's whole deal, to add as much young talent that we can believe in and grow with. You've added none. Why is this guy still here? It's amazing to me that he's still here and still spouting this BS in broad daylight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.